listeners, imagine explaining electricity to Shakespeare, or the internet to George Washington. Sounds daunting, right? Now consider Jesus, tasked with explaining God's kingdom to folks entrenched in the physical world. Yet, Jesus found a way through parables. Join us on this episode of the Bible Basics Podcast as we explore the world of parables, principles for understanding them, and application considerations. Well, welcome everyone. I'm your host, Jackie Adewale, and this is the Bible Basics Podcast, where weekly we break down the Bible into understandable, bite-sized chunks. So, what exactly are parables? Well, simply put, parables are spiritual metaphors, stories conveying deep truths in relatable terms. Throughout his ministry, Jesus used parables extensively to illustrate God's kingdom, his expectations of mankind, and his character. Parables are found in both the Old and New Testaments. In the Old Testament, we see them in Judges, Isaiah, and Ezekiel. In 2 Samuel, parables were directed twice at King David. One example is when the prophet Nathan told King David a parable about a rich man who killed a poor man's beloved sheep. David is incensed at the story until he realizes the story is just like his own recent murder of Uriah, the husband of Bathsheba, the woman he slept with while Uriah was away fighting the war. David was struck with guilt and confessed he had sinned against the Lord. In the New Testament, Jesus employed them abundantly with over a third of his teachings in this form. Matthew, Mark, and Luke house these treasures, totaling around 40 or 50 parables. Now, why did Jesus use parables? Well, imagine distilling the essence of God's kingdom into words that transcend time, culture, and language. Jesus faced this monumental task not merely to engage, but to pierce the hearts and minds of his listeners. Through relatable imagery drawn from everyday life, images such as seeds, soil, sheep, Jesus painted vivid portraits of spiritual truths, inviting his audience to explore the depths of God's love and wisdom. But there's more. Jesus also spoke in parables because part of the audience he faced was openly hostile. The religious leaders, Pharisees, the teachers of the law, and the chief priests were often lurking around, listening, not to learn, but to accuse. See Luke 11, 53 and 54 for more about that. Until the end of his ministry, Jesus almost always refused to give them the clear statements they sought. He was both avoiding a premature showdown with these enemies of God's truth and refusing to, quote, throw pearls to pigs, unquote, Matthew 7, 6. Also, Jesus' very own disciples sometimes seemed confused about his use of parables. They asked him why he spoke in parables in Matthew 13, 10. Jesus answered them, quote, because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. And we find that in Matthew 13, verses 11, verse 13, and 16 in the NIV. Further, Jesus often concluded his parables by saying, "He who has ears, let him hear." Matthew 13, 9. The ears he referred to are not our physical ears, but the ears of our heart. And to hear with those ears means to understand and respond to the deeper meaning in the story. According to Jesus, the disciples understood the spiritual meaning in the parables, but many in the crowds did not. Some, he said, referencing Isaiah 6, 9 through 10, didn't want to understand. Their hearts were closed to what Jesus was saying. They had already made up their minds to not believe. Remember, Jesus didn't spend his time casting his pearls before swine. However, Jesus made sure his disciples understood the meaning of the parables. According to the gospel writer Mark in chapter 4, verse 34, quote, "When he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything." But I'm with the disciples. At times, I'm struggling to understand the parables as well. I remember that in past episodes of the podcast on studying the Bible, we discussed that to understand any utterances in the Bible, we need to discover the meaning the passage had for the original audience. Well, that applies to parables as well. Of course, identifying the meaning of parables can present challenges for us 21st century students of the Bible. But don't worry. Here are some principles we can consider to help in understanding them. Get your notepad out and jot down these 8 principles. Ignore that last comment if you're driving. By the way, this will just be a quick list. Listen to part 2 of this episode for a more in-depth look at these principles. First, consider the literary context. What's before and after the parable in the gospel narrative? That's where we'll get clues to its meaning and interpretation. Second, identify Jesus' audience. Who is he talking to? Who was listening in? Third, understand the cultural and historical contexts of Jesus' audience. Fourth, explore the Old Testament background of the parable. Fifth, identify the parable's main characters. Notice what happens at the end and note any surprise elements. These are often clues as to the main point being asserted. Sixth, distinguish between essential story elements and ornamentation. There are certain parts of the story that are essential to making the main spiritual point. Don't get hung up on the other details that are not intended to teach truth. Seventh, compare scripture with scripture for consistency. Jesus' parables will not contradict the rest of God's word. Eighth, and last, recognize a parable's main spiritual point without overdoing it. The main point must have been understandable for Jesus' original audience. It's important to remember that the only true interpretation is the meaning the parable conveyed or was meant to convey when it was first spoken. To grasp that original meaning, it's essential that we consider the 8 principles I just listed. Continuing on, I can't conclude this discussion without a reminder that the power of parables extends beyond mere interpretation. It lies in their transformative potential. They're mirrors reflecting our lives. They challenge our assumptions. They urge us to examine our beliefs and attitudes and actions in light of God's truth. Rather than passively consuming these stories, we're called to embody their principles, allowing them to shape our character and conduct. In closing, let's consider this quote from The Introduction to the Bible Study of Parables, Reliving the Stories of Jesus. This study describes the intended effect of Jesus' parable on the hearts and minds of all who hear them. Quote, "One mark of many of Jesus' parables is that they have a twist that would have been totally unexpected to its hearers and disturbed their assumptions about the way things are. It is precisely these strange twists that make the parables like thought bombs when they're tossed into the lives of those who hear them. Some parables may have a short fuse and others may have a long one, but sooner or later, the parables explode, rocking the hearer with new awareness about the implications of Jesus and his kingdom." Unquote. As we journey through the parables, let's approach them with open hearts and minds, ready to receive the transformative truths they have to offer. And let us allow the Holy Spirit to guide us as we seek understanding and inspiration to live out these truths in our daily lives. If you found this episode helpful, informative, or inspirational in any way, would you please share with someone you know who needs to hear it? You can do that by sharing the podcast website, bible-basics.org, or you can click on the share button right where you're listening now. For those of you listening on YouTube, go ahead and like, subscribe, and leave us a comment. In closing, may the grace and peace of God be with you now and always.